KMFM.
On the show this evening, I'm joined by the first signing to Ed Sheeran's Gingerbread Man Records. Had a song that shot straight to number one on iTunes. Jamie Lawson joins me on the show. Hiya, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So was it the first ever signing to Ed Sheeran's label, Gingerbread Man Records?
That is correct, yeah.
So how did that come about then?
Well, we met in London about 5 years ago now, just before Ed got signed and became this huge megastar. And we got on pretty well. We were kind of mutual fans of each other. And then we lost touch pretty quick, really. And then, he became this big star and I didn't. Until he, very thankfully reached back and grabbed me and said, I'm starting a record label. Would you like to be on it? I think he thought, wasn't expecting that. Should have been a big hit, and it wasn't at the time. So he decided he would make it. So far he has.
Seems like he's done the job, hasn't he? So being on Ed Sheeran's label, Gingerbread Man Records, the first signing, you must have got like a glimpse into the inner workings of Ed Sheeran. And I've heard rumours that he makes all of his artists wear like a ginger wig when they're in the room with him. Is that true?
As I'm his only artist at the moment.
Okay, he makes you wear a ginger wig.
I've not had to wear a ginger wig, but I am ginger. Yeah. That has to be said. I do have ginger elements to my body.
Did that help? Is that getting extra personal? Okay, I think it's
in the contract, yeah.
So do you think that helps? So who else is he getting? What else is Mick Hucknall? Is he going to bring him onto his label?
I expect he's been talking to Mick, yeah. And there's a singer called Gavin James, who's very ginger from Ireland. Maybe he's been talking to him. He's fantastic.
Okay, we've heard it here exclusively first on KMFM. Yeah. That Ed Sheeran is only.
I can't think of other gingers at the moment.
Only hiring gingers with exclusive ginger body.
Exactly. Come on. The hit
list. KMFM. Jamie Lawson joins me. So you've been on tour with One Direction, haven't you, recently?
I have, yeah.
That must be mad.
Yeah, it is a bit mad, yeah, for, an acoustic solo act like myself to be opening up for the biggest boy band on the planet. It's a bit strange. It's strange and it's wonderful. So their fans, the One Direction fans, have been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And they've really accepted me, and it might take them a couple of songs if they've not heard me before, but by the end of it they're right there with me. So it's been a really fantastic experience, and it's definitely me reaching an audience I wouldn't have normally been able to reach. So
yeah,
I've been very grateful for that experience and that opportunity.
So how you were saying, some of the touring with One Direction, some of the fan base kind of have gradually came over to you. Does that mean that, because they've got, their fans are called Directioners?
I didn't actually know that, but yeah,
Ed Sheeran's one called Sheerios.
Sheerios, which
Katie
is very
Perry's
clever.
Katy Perry's got Katy Cats, I think.
Okay.
Have you got one for Jamie Lawson fans yet?
Lawson.
Lawsonators. Lawsonators sounds good.
Lawsonators.
Sounds a bit like a robot.
It's a bit like Terminator.
Yeah. Although you could just nick it from the band Lawson, because I'm sure they've got
What have they got?
I'm not sure.
Do we know what theirs is?
It might actually be Lawsonators. I might have just nicked it from there and just
subconsciously
taken it.
That's okay.
Lawsonators. Yeah, solo. Acoustic Lawsonators.
I'm not going with it. Yeah. It's too close to Terminator for my liking. It's too manly and not enough love in that.
Well, I suppose you never pick it anyway, do you? It's the fans who pick it. So.
Exactly, yeah. So we'll let
Fingers
them decide.
Crossed. I'll delete this from the interview, and hopefully the idea will never go out to anyone. Cool. Well, thank you for speaking to me today, Jamie.
Pleasure. Thanks so much.
No, it's my pleasure. And is there any chance you can introduce the track here on KMFM, please?
Sure, yeah, of course. So this is Jamie Lawson, and this is Wasn't Expecting That on KMFM.
It was only a smile, but my heart, it went wild. I wasn't expecting that.
The Hit List. KMFM.